All the glitz and glamour you'd want in one place. Right here on the Review of a Review, Oscars edition of The Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on The Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's good to be back in the saddle. Right here, I do apologize for the YouTube. I didn't make it back from the commercial break in time. But we are ironing out a few kinks. This is a very special edition of the Generic Live Show today. It is a review edition of the Generic Live Show. We are doing Oscars. We are going through reviews of Oscar nominated films. That's right. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Now, without further ado, let's get into the reviews because we can't waste any time. Let's go with... Let's go with a slightly longer review, because why not? We don't really do the longer reviews. So here we go. Hacksaw Ridge, by the way, is the movie. I don't think I said that last hour. Hacksaw Ridge is the first movie up this hour. Oscar nominated film. Let's do Hacksaw Ridge, : an emotion journey alongside the war hero Desmond Doss. Hacksaw Ridge is not a film for the faint-hearted. Right away, the opening scene portrays the horror of war. An emotional journey is only beginning as audience is led through the story of war hero Desmond Doss. One of the greatest feats of storytelling from Mel Gibson, director, and Andrew Garfield, leading role, Desmond Doss, is led the audience along Doss's journey with a feeling of having expected the journey of Doss and experiencing the wider range of emotions endured by heroic character along his journey. War itself nor violence are glorified in the film, yet they are not derided. The elements of conflict that drew the storyteller, the heroism of overcoming adversity, and the bonding of soldiers, and the brave resolve on which soldiers must rely to perform their duties amidst such chaos and terror, these elements are all present, but they placed alongside the horror, the madness, and the terror of war are used to draw the audience for Doss's journey. The lasting physiological impact for those who survived conflict is well told by Hugo Weaving's portrayal of Doss's father, whose lines could serve as a mouthpiece for many veterans. The supporting roles add depth, with both script and performance making very few, if any, of the supporting characters two-dimensional. Vince Vaughn's excellent turn as Doss Trading Sergeant provides both humor and pathos to bring laughs and pause for thought at scripted points of tale for allowing the audience to gather their breath. By the end of the film, audience members will leave the cinema feeling tired, worn out, and having experienced Doss's journey of hope, inconsiderance, love, confusion, anger, faith, and courage. Hacksaw Ridge is in no way a popcorn lazy Sunday afternoon film. It is a journey. And so was that review. That was a journey. That was a good review. That's a solid review. Nothing wrong with that review. That is a 10 out of 10 review. That is how you do it. That is how you do a review, is like that. Just the right amount, covering all the elements, no mistakes, apart from my terrible reading skills, but that's a whole different story, and I'm definitely not going to take that out on the reviewer. That is definitely on me, that is, trust me. So there you go. That is a fantastic review of Hacksaw Ridge, but here is the not so great side of it. The review is sweet but shallow. Wow. This is good title. This is a sweet movie. It is very, very sweet. In fact, it is so sweet that you can almost see the syrup dripping from the screen. Oh, gross. Didn't need that image in my head. And don't get fooled by the color wars. This movie has more black-white feel to it. Heaven or hell, good or bad, etc., etc. And I'm confused. Is it a political movie? I don't know anything about Mr. Gibson's political views, but if it is any, but if it is, I'm not buying. Is it a religious movie? If so, what is the message? Is that okay to go to war in the name of God? I'm confused. So, what am I missing? Well, some nuances for starters. We have this clean-cut, handsome Jane Dean guy and his gorgeous sweetheart girlfriend. This is where the movie is so white and happy. That's racist. And then we get gruesome war where everything is very, very black and the Japs are evil. End of story. Is it that simple? I don't think so. This is a bad, hard movie to rate. I give it a 1 out of 10 colourful nuances, but a whopping 10 out of 10 syrup bottles. And watch out, you might slip on the syrup floor on the way out of the theatre. Wow. I'm never ever gonna think of syrup the same way again, am I? No. No, thanks for that. Syrup is never coming into my life the same now. First of all, and this is not a good review either, because a review is meant to be like, for me, a review is meant to be like all round, like, here's what I think. Like, and this review like leaves so much to be in terms of so much to be desired, and it's almost asking the audience for their opinion. It's weird, and it's, yeah, that's not a review if it's consistently asking those questions. So I don't know. That's just me. It's not a review. It's a question. This is review of a review, not a question of a question. So there you go. And so for that, I give this review a 0. It's not a review. It's a question. It keeps questioning me. So there you go. That's my opinion on that. Next up, we've got Manchester by the Sea. That is the name of the next movie. The name of this review is Beautifully Melodic. These types of films don't come around that often, and for good reason. It takes focus and effort to come up with stories and themes that touch deeper than usual Hollywood dirge. The storyline is completely unpredictable, like 95% of films out there. But the most interesting thing about Manchester by the Sea, or abbreviated in this review as MBTS, is the way it is highly depressing themes are kept in check with humour, intelligent scripting, and subtle feel-good factor, which keeps creep in at exactly the right time. The overall feel is kept balanced by interactions of relationships between various characters. Affleck has taken his game to the next level. His character and mannerisms are completely believable. He's submerged into type. He's submerged into type. Okay. As a couple of mid-40 somethings, we grew tired of the typical film genres some years ago. We long for films like this and have been. What? And have seen. And having seen many of the nominated films this year, BAFTA. Okay. This is one far the clear leader. Hacksaw Ridge is another glorification of war. Predictable, overly violent, boring silence is good, okay. But nothing special, and the list goes on. Manchester by the Sea deserves recognition for standing out in the sea of mediocrity. First of all, clever. Second of all, he doesn't end his review technically because there's no full stop there. Nerd alert! There's technically not a full stop there, so technically his review never finishes. But apart from that, his, her, don't know who that is. This review is average, because Manchester by the Sea is not capitalized and is abbreviated, first of all. Never mentions an abbreviation before the MBTS thing. And stick to whether you're using the abbreviation or not. That's also another thing too. You've got to stick to the abbreviation, so you've got to consider that as well. So, this review gets a 5 from me. It's nothing special. And in the on the other side of the coin, you've got a review called "When Will It End?" Oh God, this is going to be a long. Okay. I can't remember the last time I saw a movie and spent the entire time wondering how long the movie had to go. This movie is pure garbage. The acting from some prehibitional actors is appealing. Mainly the actors playing tenants. The movie itself is slow, the music is depressing. The dialogue is just doesn't make sense. People just don't talk each other that way. Some flashback scenes don't make sense. One particular lasted 5 seconds and just confused me. Overall, I spent the last hour, half an hour of the movie wishing I had walked out an hour earlier. Would recommend this movie on DVD. Someone suffering insomnia. Oof. Wow. Okay. Jeez. That review is pretty succinct and to the point, though. Like, there's nothing shy of a harsh review there too. So, that review though, oof. Jeez, doesn't really say what's wrong with the film though. So that's what's making me give it like a 4 or something like that, because it doesn't really, just says it's garbage. Why? The dialogue, I guess, but and the flashback scenes, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. That's my thinking. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, the last Best Picture nominee is coming up after the break. And then we've got 4 more movies to review in this very special Oscars edition of the show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's 11:20. Hold on tight. This is the review of a review, Oscars edition of the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. We are back from vacation, and my nose, I have no idea. Something must be happening. Something must be in the air or something. For some bizarre reason, my nose has just decided that it wants to get something in it to try and, you know, mess me up. But we will get through this. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Well, we are getting to the final, lot of films here, because the last film technically nominated for Best Picture is Fences. So there you go. This is the last Best Picture film. Then we've got, then we're moving on to other cool categories as well. So there you go. That is what's happening on this episode of the Generic Live Show. Let's review Fences, shall we? Do that now. The title of this review is Complex Life Drama. The movie is well done filmed play. Okay, for what? The movie is well done filmed play. Okay. It is about the human struggle to find beauty or reason in the human limitations, mistakes, society's barriers, emotional weakness. The characters are far away from the greatest moments of their past that have brought them to only spiritual glory and no material support. It is called Fences, but it contains only one material fence, which is an extraordinary metaphor of how hard it is to isolate yourself from your human nature. It can be interpreted in many other ways. The other fences, the immortal ones, are the ones built in people's minds. I believe this is the goal of the story, to prove how easy a human builds useless fences and how hard it is to isolate yourself from your weaknesses. There is an interesting approach about the perspective of future reflected in the mind of the characters, but I will let you discover this one. However, the story brings up a lot of things to think about. Wow, look at this reviewer go. There you go. Wow. So, complex life drama. There you go. Another review. Thanks everyone for life. So that's exciting as well. What about the other side of the coin? This review is entitled "Most Overrated Review Film of All Time." Excuse me. Hang on a sec. Wow, my nose. I don't know what's happening. Must be coming down with something. I hope not. It's entitled Most Overrated Film of All Time. Fences is not a film. Wow. This reviewer just coming out with the claws there. The script violates every rule of filmmaking. Show, do not, don't tell. It is the worst adapted screenplay of all time. Because the screenplay was never adapted. You are watching a play. Instead of Denzel Washington, who was apparently, after all these years in front of the camera, has never learned that a play and a film are different mediums. The entire film feels like a 2.5 exploratory monologue telling you what happened or should be happening. I can't believe an intelligent people are seeing this film and writing good reviews. Yes, the acting is great, but after 30 minutes of non-stop babbling from Denzel in Harita, you feel like you've just gone to dinner with your drunk Uncle Charlie. I don't have a drunk Uncle Charlie, so I don't know what that's like. There is no character development. You already know where he's going to keep talking all night. At the end, nothing will change. This is not a film. Wow. Really pushing that message home, aren't we, buddy? It may or may not be a good play, but as a movie, it's a boring disaster that should be studied intensively for everything that a film should be. Wow. Wow, this film that's nominated for a Best Picture nomination. I don't think that it's a film. I don't think so. Just a hunch, by the way. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, we are going to the front runner of the animation category of the Oscars after the break. We're going to be doing some reviews of Moana next. There you go. Is Moana going to take out the animation category at the Oscars? We'll soon find out when the Oscars happen tonight. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. We are back from vacation. By the way, regular shows kick up next week. That'll be happening next week. Thanks for joining us. It's 11:31. Red carpet. This is the review of a review Oscars edition of the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's so good to be back in the saddle. It's Dale Campbell here with you on a Sunday. It's a pleasure to be here as always. It's good to be back after a vacation as well, a 2-week podcation. It's good to get back into the swing of things once again. But we're doing it in style. We're doing a Oscars review of a review special where every single segment of this show will be taken up by going through reviews of Oscar nominated films. Well, we just spent the last hour and 35 minutes going through the Best Picture nominees. That was all of them. And going through and seeing which ones had the better reviews overall. So there you go. Next up, so we've got three left. Now, Moana is a hot contender in the animation category this time around. So we've decided to pluck Moana out of the animation character, animation category, and plonk her right here. There you go. Moana has been plunked. Next, this review is called I Know That Chicken, I Voted For Him Twice. What? Okay. Instant classic. Easily ranks among the best Disney Studio and very worthy successor to Mulan of 1998. A similar story, equally well done. Oddly, it seems to be the best work ever from Dwayne Johnson. Perhaps not the first time I would have associated with voice acting, but the star turned nonetheless. If you want to be picky, which is the reviewer's job after all, the momentum slows down a little at the top of the third act, but ultimately themes of redemption, forgiveness, and self-discovery at the finale was an absolute joy. As they used to say, children for all ages? As they used to say, for children of all ages. I know what that means now, but I don't understand the chicken reference. What's the chicken reference? This next reviewer is talking about the music. Apparently, yeah, the music in Moana is really good. I've only heard the two main radio tracks from Moana. So, what about a bad review? A bad review looks kind of like this. Please stop singing. That's the name of this review. Another typical Disney movie of princess magic and spells, curses, and confusion. Wow. I won't spoil it, but if you like musical girly type like Frozen, then you'll probably like this. Otherwise, trust me, you'll like what's going on. Why is it taking so long? Get to the point already. It drags and drags and drags, and it's somewhat predictable. You'll see what I mean if you go see this, but I highly recommend you don't waste... What? You don't waste your time and money on this movie. Capitalization in this is shocking. If you really want to see it that bad, wait for it on DVD. Trust me, it's worth it. At one point in the movie, The Rock says, "Please stop singing." Two good things I can say. The short story, and before the movie, I was... What? Oh, the short story before the movie started was outstanding. It's called Inner Workings. An absolute amazing and well done. Moana, who also exhibits computer maintenance, other than that, is a huge disappointed. I warned you.
Well, it doesn't talk about the singing in there, though, so I don't know what type of singing they're referring to. I have no idea. And they are also talking about Disney cunning America. I don't know what that's meant to mean. So there you go, Moana. Not a fan of that that guy there. Next up, we have Doctor Strange. What? Doctor Strange. Here we go. We've got a few reviews for Doctor Strange. I think Doctor Strange is in a category, but I cannot for the life of me remember what the category is. Is it visual effects? It might be visual effects. I know Rogue One is in special effects. Doctor Strange could be too. I'm not doubting that. Alright, so, next up is Doctor Strange. We'll do a couple here. First one is called A Movie with Plenty of Action and a Powerful Story. There you go. I left the theatre opening day to see this movie with high expectations, and believe it or not, it exceeded them. This film gave me everything I love in a movie, a powerful story that kept you engaged more than half enough edge of your seat action sequences, as the main character Dr. Stephen Strange learns a valuable lesson through the course of the film as well as we do.
We are able to connect to the same lesson, which also made this movie worth seeing. I left the theater completely satisfied because it ended on a high note. I already know there is more to come from Doctor Strange, and I can't wait for it. This movie deserves an honest 10 out of 10, in my opinion. Wow. And if you are yet to see this movie, buy a ticket and enjoy the amazing theater experience that this reviewer had. I don't doubt that it's an amazing experience. I don't doubt that at all. So there you go. These reviews were okay. I'm not being blown away from them. Huh. Okay, there you go. Another positive review is excellent movie. This movie has become one of my favorite Marvel movies. Each and everything in this movie is perfect. As you know, Cucumbers Benedict is a very classy actor. He has done a very good job in this movie. Everything is available to his movie: humor, action, drama. You will know this is a Marvel movie, so action is goods and graphics. The visual effects are unforgivable. Unbelievable, rather. Well, and unforgivable, depending on who you ask and what you look for. A former neurosurgeon starts a journey of heading only to be drawn out to the world. Huh. And become a schooner. And how awesome would that be? Huh. I said schooner, I meant sorcerer, by the way. I just want to put that out there. I said schooner, I meant sorcerer. Wow, too much reading. I am waiting for the sequel. You must watch this movie. Enjoy. I did actually enjoy Doctor Strange myself. It is a really good movie. So let's move to the other side of the coin. I don't want spoilers. This one was this is for Doctor Strange. This is the not so good reviews. This was one of the greatest disappointments to me as a movie. Wow. These are great if repetitive. Very skill effects. Very impressive. They must have enormous computational power to achieve this. But are special effects done enough to make a movie? I don't think so. Oof. Arguing. Pushing back there. Good on him, though. There really is no story. No tension, no wild games. One might expect Benny Cucumbers as the lead. Why wasn't Doctor Strange faced with some terrible epic ethical dilemma? The clinic said it was pathetic. The client side said it was pathetic with no drama, no suspense. Pathetic? That's what I think where they were going to go there. But they spelled out and told the taxi driver pathetic. So there you go. Well, that works. With no drama, no suspense. Do truly evil brings lie? What? Do truly evil really always keep their word? Well, no. Symbolic writing throughout. And some good actors try hard to make something of it, but they are doomed to failure. Wow, this review is harsh. Harsh reviewer, harsh. Wow, some of these titles, more generic kitty garbage. That should be the name of our new show. Kitty garbage. No, there's really not much you can say about that one there. A waste of time, money, and effort, apparently. Wow.
And apparently, this makes Suicide Squad look like art. So, wow, some of the headlines in some of these are just fascinating to watch. Like a good going over to the good table. One of Marvel's best, larger than life. Forget the actors. Although that's probably still a response to yesterday's call out, considering the guy and the yeah. All right, so I think we're gonna take a quick break, and then come back to finish off with our last review of a review. Nah, how does that sound? That sounds splendid to me. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we are taking a little bit of an earlier break this time around, which gives us more time to review the last set here. It's a good idea. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, Dale Campbell here with you. We're taking a little bit of an earlier break than usual here to get to our last movie of the Oscars special. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. Review of a review. Oscars special edition. It's a pleasure. It's 11:48. All the glitz and glamour you'd want in one place. Right here on the Review of a Review Oscars edition of the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. I do apologize. I don't know what is happening. Wow. The show's fallen apart, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. I don't know what. Wow. Okay, well, I do apologize for that. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Yeah, things are falling apart here. I don't know what it's gone for. But hey, anyway, so thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for sticking with us. With this review of a review edition of the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here as always. Now, we are finishing off this ultimate review of a review edition of the Generic Live Show with a bang. Unfortunately, this did get snubbed in the Best Picture category, but it is getting picked up for a Best Visual Effects category. So we are technically talking about it. It is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Ba ba ba! There you go. We are talking about Rogue One. Da da! Starting off with some positive reviews, actually. We'll start off with some of those first. At last, a decent new Star Wars movie. There you go. It reads, what a return to form for Star Wars. I've seen this twice already. Wow, excuse me. And the second time was pretty much as enthralling as the first. It's not just not crap, it's actually great. Wow. For the first time in a while, I didn't want a movie to end. I won't go into story details. Star Wars fans should know what this is about, and for those who aren't fans, are a bit hopeful at this point in time if they think watching at least one will change their minds. Those who are somewhere in between are more likely to enjoy this than
the prequels. Episode 7 promised,
but Abrams' movie fell short. He fixed the issues that everyone had been gripping since the prequels, except he brought a bunch of new ones instead, like too much pop culture and forced attempts at comic relief? Rogue One is really well written. There is a huge difference between this and the prequels, or Episode 7. The story manages to stay interesting and coherent throughout, without glaring contractions to itself or the rest of the franchise. The characters becoming interesting quickly, and you do end up giving a damn about them by the end of the film. Like kids in candy stores, Lucas and Abrams both made these movies with too much new technology at their disposals and too much potential ideas flying around. Restraint was required on both parties. Gareth Edwards, on the other hand, managed to get all the ingredients right and, dare I say it, takes the franchise to a new few places. Rogue One is not the powerhouse of a movie that Empire Strikes Back is or does offer to be, ironically, a new hope for Star Wars universe.
Wow. First of all, nice Star Wars integrated joke there in your review there, buddy. This is a good review. Like, we've had some good reviews on today's episode, and we had some bad reviews on today's episode. We've also had the show fall apart, so don't know what happened there, so there you go. That is that review. What about a quote-unquote hated it review to finish it off? Are there any? Alright, so how about this one? Let's see. A chick and a guy with a Spanish accent trying to save the galaxy. Wow. Okay, this review is already lining up to be my favorite. This movie is absolutely awful, apparently, according to its reviewer. And it's a very nice thing to say about it. Wow. Okay. Saying something is absolutely awful is the nicest thing, way to put it? Okay. The people who watched the other episodes 10 or almost 40 years ago will agree with me. They say that Disney hasn't destroyed their movies. I say they messed it up big time. The acting in this movie is so terrible and that I don't even know where to begin. And they say Hayden Christensen did a bad job with the prequels. He was marvelous too compared to this. This is just ruining people's childhoods and taking their money. Okay, that isn't bad, but it's terribly acted and there are some parts that are so boring you'll forget you are watching Star Wars. There was a comma in there, so there you go. Was there two commas? There was two commas, sorry. I must have just skimmed over the other one. There are too many emotions and emotional speeches. Well, yeah. I mean, it isn't May the Force Be With You, the whole point of this movie. You don't need a speech if you are a so-called rebel. To sum everything up, the main characters were awful and the supporting characters were the ones who made everyone laugh, so they didn't leave the cinema. Well, I hope 9, 10, and 11 aren't going to be as sad as this. Who know, maybe Han Solo made it, and we've been seeing him in episode 16. No full stop at the end of this review either, so I just want to point that out. People, put full stops at the end, put full stops and periods at the end of your damn reviews!
Hope you've enjoyed this review of a review special edition of the Generic Live Show. Sorry the wheels fell off the bus at the end there, but hey, you got to do what you have to do. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Regular shows will return next week. I don't know why I went all like that. Next week. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Dale Campbell signing out. It's 12 o'clock.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.